All right, Yishkoach. So I was doing an article about Rav Schechter about Masorah, but Rosh Chodesh Elul is only a few days from now, so I thought it would break off and start discussing the Nyanim that relate to Elul. So the first siman in the Torah in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah is as follows: Tanya b'Pirkei Reb Lezer. Pirkei Reb Lezer is a sort of historical work by the Tanya Reb Lezer and Horkinus. Rosh Chodesh Elul Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Le'ahara. In other words, come up to the mountain. We know that according to most Rishonim, Moshe went up to the mountain three times, 40 days, 40 days, 40 days. Last 40 days, he begins on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So he goes up. Sha'azal al-Kabel Luchot Achronot. He went up to receive the second Luchot. The second, he got the first tablets, 2 months earlier. Now he's got the second Luchot. The Virus Shofar b'machaneh Moshe ala lahar. So they blew a shofar in the Machaneh Yisrael. In other words, in the Machaneh, they have the shofar blowing. It's a reminder that they shouldn't make the mistake they made the first time. So the first time around, the Satan was able to entrap them. Remember, Chazal teach us, he showed them an image of Moshe Rabbeinu and a bier, that he's dead. It was around the end of the 40 days. They calculated, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm coming back in 40 days. And then he tricks them, and they end up doing a terrible aver with the eagle. So they said, this time we're not going to make the same mistake we made the first time. So they blew the shofar. They blew the shofar. That's a reminder. Let's remember, keep in mind it's different now. But Kadosh Baruch Hu nitala b'oto shofar. Kadosh Baruch Hu was elevated with that shofar. Shenemar alalu kimitrua Hashem b'kol shofar. So it means, and the way that the Labush explains it, that the shofar represented like Yirat Shemayim. In other words, like now we're so concerned we want to do what's right. So that Kadosh Baruch Hu is shepping nachas. Like yeah, they're Yirat. So it means nitala means from our perspective, Hashem is even more chashev. Now we're filled with Yirat Shemayim. Lachain hitkinu chachameinu zal shutokin brosh chodesh elul b'chol shanav shana. So because of that, the Torah brings down, the Chachamim established every Rosh Chodesh Elul, you blow the shofar. It means the way the Labush understands it, the shofar, initially, it's an Indian of Sur Meira. In other words, stop doing what bad. In other words, they had the Egel. Whatever else you're doing, you know, if your Shabbos isn't so great, stop doing that. You're speaking Lashon Hara, stop that. You know, stop. And then, B'chol HaChodesh, in addition to which, they commanded that we should blow shofar the whole month. Kidela has here Yisrael Shayasu Tshuva. In other words, to arouse people that they should do tshuva. So the way Levush explains it, this is the Asei Tov. In other words, Sur Meira, it's like a process. Stop doing what's bad. Stop doing the Aveirot. And then turn over a whole new leaf. You know, do tshuva and do Masim Tovim. That's the blowing the shofar for the rest of the month. Shenemar imitaka shofar b'yir v'am lo yicharadu. Can you blow shofar? Like there's a pasuk, the Nevi'im. Like when you blow the shofar, everybody gets fartitered. You know, you hear the shofar. That's like on next week, we'll hear the shofar, hopefully. And when you hear the shofar, like you should think, my God, there's a din coming. I got to get the act together. It means it's a time of hachana. You know, by all mitzvot, the key with all mitzvot is the preparation. Like, I could walk into the Seder, you know, when I sit down, open the Haggadah, but, I mean, obviously I got to prepare the house ahead of time. If I didn't do that, I really have nothing. But even to just do the Haggadah, like, I need to prepare a little bit. If you walk in with nothing, then what you have isn't so great. And the same thing with Rosh Hashanah. If you don't prepare now, now's the time for Hachana. If I don't, all the preparation is now. If I just walk in, Erev Rosh Hashanah, I take out a white yarmulke, and, you know, I grab my machzor, I walk into shul, so that's not the same as a Rosh Hashanah where I've been working on myself for 30 days. And making a whole cheshbon and nefesh and trying to create like a better year for myself. And then he says, Ukadela Arbe Vasatan. He says, we're also blowing shofar. We want to throw the Satan off balance. You know, like get the Satan confused with this. Now, there's what to explain about this with the Arbe Vasatan, but the way the Bach explains it is that from the earlier reasons, I would think I should blow shofar till Yom Kippur, right? 40 days goes till Yom Kippur. But there's a reason, Kedila Arbe Vasatan. Arbe Vasatan, I want to confuse him when Rosh Hashanah is. So for that, once Rosh Hashanah, the way that I have a friend of mine, Rabbi Yonathan Droy, he says, like, once Rosh Hashanah comes, so that's the end of that piece. Now, the Torah says the minhag in Ashkenaz in Germany is to blow every morning and evening after the tefillah. Now, The Levush brings down, now based on this, what I said so far, would you think I should begin blowing shofar from the first day of Rosh Chodesh or the second day of Rosh Chodesh? Who wants to say, what do you think makes more sense based on what I said so far? Anybody can volunteer, and anything you say will be right. Anyway.
Second day.
Second day because?
Because it's the beginning of a regular day.
The calendar day of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Okay, so Levush says not like you. Levush says it doesn't make sense the second day. He says you need, blowing shofar would be 40 days before Yom Kippur. So how many days in Elul? 29. How many days in Tishrei? 10. Only 39, not working out 40 days. So there's different minhagim, which day to begin blowing shofar. But, you know, I think most people think like you, Yossi. They're like, gee, the second day makes sense. Maybe because we're used to doing that. The second day makes more sense. But the Levush says the first day makes more sense. Anyway, but the key is really, the key is one of Hachana. That's the key. That, you know, it's going to be Rosh Chodesh Elul soon, and everybody has to really begin thinking with a cheshbon and nefesh, you know, how they're going to change things. How do I want the coming year to look different than this year? Not just what do I want, like gimme, gimme, gimme. How do I want my ruchnius? How do I want my Shabbos to look like in the coming year? How do I want my kashrut, my learning? You know, to make it like just, that's just the beginning, like the Aleph Beis, but make a big cheshbon and nefesh, begin thinking about it and how things should be different in the coming year. What's up?
Yeah, so if blowing the shofar is now you're done 40 days on Rosh Hashanah, so what's the blowing the shofar in Yom Kippur here?
So it is. So the poskim say it's for the Siluk of the Shechina. In other words, the Shechina has been with us, represents his departure. It's a different Tekiyat Shofar. Okay, that's it. Rabbi Chaim Chashim of Baruch Sol, you talk about the year.